Today is the 31st day of January. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today. It's kind of a little mini celebration day, right? Because here we are about to complete the first of 12 months. And there has never been a January 31st. Well, I shouldn't say never because I can't remember every January 31st, but in the last long while, many years, we get to January 31st and I'm like, how did we get here so fast? It was just Christmas. And the funny thing, at least for me in this rhythm, is that we get to December and I'm like, how did we get here so fast? Where did the year go? It's almost Christmas. And time sometimes feels less linear and more porous. Like it's sometimes moving fast and sometimes moving slow. But however it is, we got here. Here we are. The last day of the first month of the year. And as we approach the last day of this first month of the year, we are reaching the conclusion of one of the episodes in this long story of the children of Israel. There has been this showdown because the children of Israel have been enslaved in Egypt for 400 years, so four centuries. There's nobody alive there that has any other identity than that of a slave. And God has decided to set his people free and continue forward the story of the promise of a land for his chosen people. So we're reading from the Common English Bible this week. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14 through 13, verse 16. This will be a day of remembering for you. You will observe it as a festival to the Lord. You will observe it in every generation as a regulation for all time. You will eat unleavened bread for 7 days. On the first day, you must remove yeast from your houses, because anyone who eats leavened bread any time during those 7 days will be cut off from Israel. The first day and the seventh day will be a holy occasion for you. No work at all should be done on those days, except for preparing the food that everyone is going to eat. That is the only work you may do. You should observe the festival of unleavened bread, because on this precise day, I brought you out of the land of Egypt in military formation. You should observe this day in every generation as a regulation for all time. In the first month, from the evening of the 14th day until the evening of the 21st day, you should eat unleavened bread. For 7 days, no yeast should be found in your houses, because whoever eats leavened bread will be cut off from the Israelite community, whether the person is an immigrant or a native of the land. You should not eat anything made with yeast in all your settlements. You should eat only unleavened bread. Then Moses called together all of Israel's elders and said to them, "Go pick out one of the flock for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood that is in the bowl, and touch the beam above the door and the two doorposts with the blood in the bowl. None of you should go out the door of your house until morning. When the Lord comes by to strike down the Egyptians and sees the blood on the beam above the door and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that door. He won't let the destroyer enter your houses to strike you down. You should observe this ritual as a regulation for all time for you and your children. When you enter the land that the Lord has promised to give you, be sure that you observe this ritual. And when your children ask you, 'What does this ritual mean to you?' you will say, 'It is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord. For the Lord passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt. When he struck down the Egyptians, he spared our houses.' The people then bowed down and worshipped. The Israelites went and did exactly what the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron to do. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn offspring in the land of Egypt, from the oldest child of Pharaoh sitting on his throne to the oldest child of the prisoner in jail, and all the first offspring of the animals. When Pharaoh, all his officials, and all the Egyptians got up that night, a terrible cry of agony rang out across Egypt, because every house had someone in it who had died. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron that night and said, "Get up. Get away from my people, both you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you said. You can even take your flocks and herds as you ask. Just go and bring a blessing on me as well." The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the land because they thought, "We'll all be dead." So the people picked up their bread dough before the yeast made it rise, with their bread pans wrapped in their robes on their shoulders. The Israelites did as Moses had told them and asked the Egyptians for their silver and gold jewelry, as well as their clothing. The Lord made sure that the Egyptians were kind to the people so that they let them have whatever they asked for. And so they robbed the Egyptians. The Israelites traveled from Ramses to Succoth. They numbered about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. A diverse crowd also went up with them, along with a huge number of livestock, both flocks and herds. They baked unleavened cakes from the dough they had brought out of Egypt. The dough didn't rise because they were driven out of Egypt and they couldn't wait. In fact, they didn't have time to prepare any food for themselves. The length of time that the Israelites had lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, on that precise day, all the Lord's people in military formation left the land of Egypt. For the Lord, that was a night of intent watching to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For all Israelites in every generation, this same night is a time of intent watching to honor the Lord. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the regulation for the Passover. No foreigner may eat it. However, any slave who has been bought may eat it after he's been circumcised. No temporary foreign resident or day laborer may eat it. It should be eaten in one house. You shouldn't take any of the meat outside the house, and you shouldn't break the bones. The whole Israelite community should observe it. If an immigrant who lives with you wants to observe the Passover to the Lord, then he and all his males should be circumcised. Then he may join in observing it. He should be regarded as a native of the land. But no uncircumcised person may eat it. There will be one instruction for the native and for the immigrant who lives with you." All the Israelites did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. On that precise day, the Lord brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt in military formation. The Lord said to Moses, "Dedicate to me all your oldest children. Each first offspring from any Israelite womb belongs to me, whether human or animal." Moses said to the people, "Remember this day, which is the day that you came out of Egypt, out of the place where you were slaves, because the Lord acted with power to bring you out of there. No leavened bread may be eaten. Today, in the month of Abib, you are going to leave. The Lord will bring you to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. It is the land that the Lord promised your ancestors to give to you, a land full of milk and honey. You should perform this ritual in this month. You must eat unleavened bread for 7 days. The seventh day is a festival to the Lord. Only unleavened bread should be eaten for 7 days. No leavened bread and no yeast should be seen among you in your whole country. You should explain to your child on that day, because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. It will be a sign on your hand and a reminder on your forehead, so that you will often discuss the Lord's instruction. For the Lord brought you out of Egypt with great power. So you should follow this regulation at its appointed time every year. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and gives it to you as promised to you and your ancestors, you should set aside for the Lord whatever comes out of the womb first. All of the first males born to your animal belong to the Lord, but every first male donkey you should ransom with a sheep. If you don't ransom it, you must break its neck. You should ransom every oldest male among your children. When, in the future, your child asks you, "What does this mean?" you should answer, "The Lord brought us with great power out of Egypt, out of the place we were slaves. When Pharaoh refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the oldest offspring in the land of Egypt, from the oldest sons to the oldest male animals. That is why I offer to the Lord as a sacrifice every male that first comes out of the womb. But I ransom my oldest sons. It will be a sign on your hand and a symbol on your forehead that the Lord brought us out of Egypt with great power." Matthew 20, 29 through 21, 22. As Jesus and his disciples were going out of Jericho, a large crowd followed him. When two blind men sitting along the road heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, "Show us mercy, Lord, Son of David." Now the crowd scolded them, told them to be quiet, but they shouted even louder, "Show us mercy, Lord, Son of David." Jesus stopped in his tracks and called to them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord, we want to see," they replied. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they were able to see, and they followed him. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus gave two disciples a task. He said to them, "Go into the village over there. As soon as you enter, you will find a donkey tied up and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that their master needs them." He sent them off right away. Now this happened to fulfill what the prophet said, "Say to daughter Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the donkey's offspring." The disciples went and did just as Jesus had ordered them. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on them. Then he sat on them. Now a large crowd spread their clothes on the road. Others cut palm branches off the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds in front of him and behind him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. "Who is this?" they asked. The crowds answered, "It's the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Then Jesus went into the temple and threw out all those who were selling and buying there. He pushed over the tables used for currency exchange and the chairs of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It's written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a hideout for crooks." People who were blind and lame came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and legal experts saw the amazing things he was doing and the children shouting in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were angry. They said to Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" "Yes," he answered. Haven't you ever read, from the mouths of babies and infants you've arranged praise for yourself? Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. Early in the morning, as Jesus was returning to the city, he was hungry. He saw a fig tree along the road, but when he came to it, he found nothing except leaves. Then he said to it, "You'll never again bear fruit." The fig tree dried up at once. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree dry up so fast?" they asked. Jesus responded, "I assure you that if you have faith and don't doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, you will even say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the lake,' and it will happen. If you have faith, you will receive whatever you pray for." Psalm 25, 16 through 22. Turn to me, God, and have mercy on me, because I'm alone and suffering. My heart's troubles keep getting bigger. Set me free from my distress. Look at my suffering and trouble. Forgive all my sins. Look at how many enemies I have and how violently they hate me. Please protect my life. Deliver me. Don't let me be put to shame because I take refuge in you. Let integrity and virtue guard me because I hope in you. Please, God, save Israel from all its troubles. Proverbs 6, 12 through 15. Worthless people and guilty people go around with crooked talk. They wink their eyes, gesture with their feet, and point with their fingers. Their hearts are corrupt and determined to do evil. They create controversies all the time. Therefore, sudden disaster will come upon them. They will be quickly broken beyond healing. Okay, so as we end our first month together of this year, let's just kind of look back at where we've come from, especially in the book of Genesis and Exodus. And we've kind of recapped all along the way because it's so important, as I've said a number of times, to remember this is the same story, the story of a family of people. And so we know that that begins with Abraham, and then we know Isaac and Jacob, and we'll probably recall that Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and Israel had children, the children of Israel. And then we went all the way through the story of Joseph with a lot for us to consider about our own lives. And we followed all the way through Joseph's life until his death. And then we flipped the page out of Genesis and into Exodus, but we flipped the page a couple hundred years into the future. Now this is a massive amount of people. They've been in one place for centuries, and they have procreated, they have replicated, they have grown in numbers tremendously until the Egyptians were afraid. They enslaved the children of Israel, and they were slaves. So when Moses shows up on the scene, little baby in the Nile River, and is raised up and educated as a royal, but then has to flee for killing an Egyptian, and he meets God in a burning bush, it's a different chapter, but it's the same story of the same people. And we watched Moses try to get out of his assignment, but he has obeyed, and he has confronted Pharaoh. And things only got worse before they got better, which is often a recurring theme in the stories found in the scriptures. we, in a time in the world and in cultures where instant gratification is like pounded down our throats as something that's a right, something that we deserve, often miss the fact that there is a long view. There is a lot going on. There is much going on that we don't understand. And so we are compelled to trust, to humble ourselves and follow. And so we have watched the showdown between Pharaoh and God. And we have watched Pharaoh be very obstinate. Who is the Lord? I don't know the Lord. I'm not listening to you. And even once he knows who the Lord is, he's constantly going back on his promise to let the people go, or he's trying to change the terms of how they're going to go, or when they're going to go, or how long they're going to be gone, because Pharaoh's in an awkward position. Pharaoh has been raised to believe that he is a son of the gods, that he is a deity to be worshipped himself. And although Egypt may have many gods, the God of the Hebrews isn't one of the gods of Egypt. So there is no foreign lesser god coming into Egypt and demanding things. And this hardens Pharaoh's heart. In the same way that our hearts can grow hard when somebody comes in and tells us what we're going to do. Somebody we don't know, somebody we may not have any respect for, and they demand that we're going to do something a certain way. Our hearts can become hard, like resistant. No, you're not going to tell me what to do. And so Pharaoh carries that out all the way into the end, till the final plague, and the firstborn of Egypt die. And then they throw this family, the Israelites, the children of Israel, they throw them out of Egypt. And as they're leaving, they ask for things. And they are loaded down with riches as they pillage Egypt on their way out the door. And that is the ground that we have covered in the Old Testament in the first month of the year. And as I've said, we're paying close attention to this so that we can understand this is the same family, this is the same story. Even when we go into the book of Matthew and go millennia into the future, it's still the same people. It's still the same family. Jesus has come to this family, the children of Israel, and their religious leaders are opposed to the very one who set them free from slavery. As we continue into our second month, we will see these children of Israel move into the wilderness. And the wilderness is such a stark thing, but it's also a major backdrop for so many of the pivotal and developmental things that happen in the Bible. And so as we go forward, we'll be heading into the wilderness. And so, Father, we thank you for this first month of the year, and that we've been able to be here every day, and that we've been able to take steps forward together. And just looking back over this month, you have spoken so much. So much has been challenged. So much has been comforted. So much in one month. And so we are eager. We are hungry and thirsty for more. And we ask that you lead and guide us into all truth. And we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here, which you can also find out using the Daily Audio Bible app. And if you're not using that, you can download that for free from wherever you, whatever app store you use. So check that out. There are a number of features in the Daily Audio Bible app that allow us to get the sense of the progress that we are making. We can check off every day that we've listened to. And when we move through the different sections of the Bible, we'll be alerted that we have completed a certain section of the Bible. We'll be able to see the percentages, how far into the Bible, how much left there is. Check that all out. It's available in your app store, wherever you get your apps. Also, check out the community section, whether in the app or on the web. That is where the prayer wall lives. And that is an always on, never off resource available to us no matter what's going on. We can always pray for our brothers and sisters. We can always uphold them in the spirit and reach out in prayer. But we can also always share what's going on in our lives, what burdens we are shouldering that are crushing us, and find that we never had to be alone. And that is a beautiful thing. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing about this community. And so be familiar with the prayer wall that is in the community section. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Humbly, with humble gratitude, we wouldn't be here if we weren't in this together around the global campfire. And so thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, God's awesome warriors. It's Sparky. I wanted to call in a praise report in a weird way. I had called in about not going and helping across the alley, and I got a phone call last night, and it was pretty late, and it was my friend that I had grown up with my entire life. We're from Texas, and we used to ride bulls together, and we just grew up together. But when my life kind of went south, we didn't talk much after that. And it's been probably a good 4 or 5 years since I've spoken to him. And he had an electrical problem. And so went out and got he and his wife fixed up and their new baby, and the heater wasn't running, and he just thought the world of that. Well, I tell you what, I thought the world of getting to see my friend. And we sat there and caught up, and he talked about how I kind of got myself in a mess, and I said, yeah, and I can take that now. And I tell him it's God's blessings, man. Sometimes things just happen that are really cool, and it's not a praise me, it's a praise him to get to see a friend.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. I am really struggling today. My father passed away Friday, a few days ago. Today's Tuesday, and we're burying him on Saturday. And I have school all week. And my mom passed away 2 years ago, and I'm just feeling so alone and overwhelmed. I've got an important test on Friday before his visitation and funeral this following weekend, and work. And I just ask for your prayers. I'm just feeling like I don't know what I'm supposed to do, and that really questioning my life, that I've done anything close to what God had for me. So just pray that I can find the path for what God has for me to do next, and that I will end this life well myself. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible.
chronological family. I'm calling from Oregon, and I would like to get prayer for a trailer that I need to have sold. I co-signed for someone for a camp trailer and a family member that passed away. So now the responsibility has fallen on me. And I'm retired on a limited income. And I'm believing the Lord to help me get this sold. It's in an RV place on consignment. So I would appreciate prayer for that. This is my first time of ever calling in, and my first time of following this group. So thank you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hello, DAB family Dabylonians. It is Dr. John from Jordan, New York. I just want to put a word out to all the new dabbers and welcome you and tell you, great job getting here. This is a fantastic journey. For those of you that are new Christians, this is the best place to be. There is nothing better in your Christian walk than learning the Bible. So, back in the day, way back when we were young Babylonians, and Brian was talking a lot about the process, he called it the journey is the destination. So that as we go through the Bible, and those of you who've been through it know that the destination is not December 31st and just getting through the Bible. The destination is the journey of going through the whole Bible. So stay with it, stick with it. You will not be the same. I am not the same as I was when I started in this 15 years ago. So love you, DAB. Love you, family. Make it a great day. Keep it real, y'all. Bye-bye.
Hey, DAB family. I'm just calling to say praise the Lord. I just feel so alive and happy, and the Spirit has just filled me full of happiness. I have no idea why. I'm just feeling like life is just full of whatever you want it to be. Just stepping outside, breathing in the negative 14 degree weather here in Minnesota just makes you smile. God bless you all. This is Faith from Minnesota.